This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The price of a Bitcoin crossed above $50,000 overnight. That's nearly quadruple what it was in the early fall. Several reports show U.S. manufacturing's on a roll, including data from the Institute for Supply Management and from IHS Markit's Purchasing Managers Index. Home construction and auto sales have the factories really going. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports that demand for manufactured goods is starting to create bottlenecks in production.
Manufacturing employment still hasn't quite caught up to pre-pandemic levels. But as the economy emerges from pandemic lockdowns and demand ramps up for manufactured goods like cars and appliances,
manufacturers are certainly well ahead of most other industries when it comes to the recovery.
Dave Gilbertson at payroll processor UKG says employers report it's getting harder to find skilled labor. Meanwhile, economist Ben Ayers at Nationwide says shortages are developing for materials like lumber, steel, semiconductors, as producers try to increase output amid tight COVID restrictions. He says with demand up and supply constrained, prices are rising.
It's just this weird transition from COVID to post-COVID, and one of the near-term impacts is likely to be a little bit of a pop in inflation.
Ayers predicts that pop will only last 6 to 8 months and prices will moderate as supply and demand come into balance. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.